Hello, I'm at Wilton Park with Paul Ingram from Civil Society, and we've just been listening to a presentation on nuclear security. And Paul was saying some interesting things about the challenges that lie ahead as we try to tackle this issue, which is at top of the international agenda. So, Paul, would you like to tell us what you were saying?
Okay, well, essentially, from our perspective, and this is I'm the director of the British American Security Information Council, we're trying to pull a number of different perspectives into the debate. And in this session, we were focusing specifically on nuclear security, but the point I was trying to make is quite general. It's easy when approaching nuclear security, locking down the dangerous fissile materials and the technology, from our perspective in the West, to see this as a no-brainer. These things are dangerous. If they get into the, quote, wrong hands, then we face real threats of terrorism, rogue states, and other groups that we may find ourselves facing with weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons. The trouble is that in all of these issues, they're all tied together because we bring our prejudices, our interests, our perspectives, our history to this.
We collectively.
And they clash with each other. And I like to call these frames of reference. Other people might call them paradigms or points of view. And in this instance, while from our perspective it may be a no-brainer to lock down these dangerous materials, from the perspectives of others who have experienced within living memory, or maybe even very recently, actions that they perceive to be imperialistic, about control, about restricting access to useful technologies, they perceive this as an excuse for those countries that have these useful technologies to constrain their access, to keep them down, to ensure that they are subservient economically, politically, strategically. And so when we come to try to elicit their cooperation in this shared agenda, and it has to be shared, they bring in all sorts of other related issues that make us feel uncomfortable, such as our possession of nuclear weapons. So we very rapidly get into a situation where they are framing it in terms of the haves and the have-nots, and we get into a situation where there is no scope for cooperation. And while we recognize the common interests, we're not willing to face those really tough questions, and they are not really interested in resolving them, because if they resolve those tough questions, then they've got to face some of their own tough questions with their own constituencies.
And you're saying that it's indeed in questions of perception but trust that they would see this as yet a further attempt by the haves to deploy espionage agents and control and access to supply, and it's eroding further the have-not status. So quite a challenge our diplomatic agenda of delivering a nuclear safety agenda.
Yes, and that's before you even get to the point of after you agree the policy, which is already incredibly difficult for the reasons we've just identified, implementing it with a whole variety of constituencies from shared intelligence on the one extreme to local government officials and customs officers at the other. It's a complete minefield. So what at the surface of it looks like a no-brainer becomes really challenging, but it means that we have to pay a particular attention to getting people around the table and actually sharing their perspectives.
Paul, thank you very much. There's no such thing as a simple diplomatic problem, clearly, but thank you very much for talking to me.
Cheers, John.